All right. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Sunday afternoon and happy 4th of July to you. I have a treat that I need to put up on the screen here. And let me share. And here we go. Hold on. I got to get this straightened out here for just a second. Uh-oh. You guys can't hear that, can you? No sound? Am I right on that? Okay, let me stop sharing. Stop sharing. Let's try it again.
But you had it, you didn't turn it on, though. I mean, it was, you had to push it.
Push what?
Push the start thing, the, you know, the arrow.
Right here? Rendition of Spangled Banner, especially on today. It just kind of gets a hold of you. Okay, welcome everybody. I didn't get a chance to do that at the beginning of the show. I appreciate you spending at least part of your Independence Day with us today. I was already commenting on the flag that I have behind us. Evidently, the Mossad stopped paying my salary after retired from teaching, and now I got to get a real job. So I thought, well, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. All right, so what are we going to be doing today? Today we're going to be looking at the Declaration of Independence. After all, it is indeed Independence Day. Why in the world did we have to have this Declaration of Independence? What is it? Now, what I want to do before we get there, and I know I'm kind of being lazy here by putting all these clips up on the screen, but what I want to do is I want to first show you exactly why you need to watch today's show. Because you don't want to get caught by this guy out on some beach in Ventura, California. What I'm going to show you here is some snippets of a guy by the name of Mark Dice. Now, I love Mark Dice. He goes out and he does these interviews of people trying to get them to sign petitions, getting rid of sodium chloride. Oh, we've got to have sodium chloride. That's an awful substance. All it is table salt. And people are just signing away. Oh, well, we need to do away with the First Amendment. We can't have anybody criticizing. He didn't do that when Trump was president. I think he was doing it when Obama was president. We can't have anybody criticizing the president, so we got to get rid of the First Amendment. And you got people going, oh, okay, let's go ahead and sign away on this. Well, here he's asking people about some rudimentary questions about our nation's history. So please listen.
We it's from to celebrate the 4th of July.
I don't know.
What is the purpose of 4th of July celebrations?
I'm going to turn it to the guy in the USA, sir.
Fireworks. A little more specific.
Celebrating our independence.
There we go. A little more specific still. Independence.
Day.
From. A country.
History was not my subject. I slept through that class.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy
4th to you guys. When Jesse Ventura, John Wilkes Booth, and the founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, what year was that?
1870-something, but I don't remember the year.
What's the purpose of 4th of July weekend?
I'm going to celebrate our independence.
More specific.
I don't know. I mean, that's all I know.
Yeah, you're no longer allowed to celebrate the candle. Name two of the founding fathers of the United States.
Oh, man, you had to start there, huh?
Washington. Hey, no, I'd ask him, not you. Okay, name one more.
George and Lincoln.
Hey, pipe down there.
You're not putting this one on the
air. We're going to have to deport you. You don't deserve to be an American. Get out of our country. What year did the Declaration of Independence get signed? Just you. First.
Oh.
Your mouth.
I'm sorry. I don't know, to be honest.
1875?
What year was the Declaration of Independence signed? Very deep in there somewhere.
I'm like, saying off the top of my head.
Hold on, we're still not done with you. We're celebrating independence. What does that mean exactly? Independence from
4th of July, what year? Come on.
Hold on. Give it away.
Come on, man. You're putting him on the spot. Come on the spot.
He needs a safe space. 4th of July weekend, we celebrate the Civil War victory, the North over the South, freeing of the slaves. What are you going to be doing to commemorate that?
I'm going to surprise us out with family, friends, you know, and John, San Diego, and the surf, elected people.
What year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
That, my friend, has been a long time for me. Fourth of July weekend, we sort of celebrate John Wilkes Booth, Jesse Ventura, the other founding fathers. Who's your favorite founding father?
My favorite founding father is... Who are my choices? Any of them?
Who's multiple?
Oh, it's not that. Founding father, Jesse Ventura.
That's just painful watching. I'm sure all of you were probably just in awe of some of the answers that Mark would get out there, and the abject ignorance of our country when it comes to just something as simple as, you know, name a founding father. When was the Declaration of Independence signed? And you ask people, you know, you name founding father, you can when the Declaration of Independence was signed, they sure as heck ain't going to be able to tell you what's in the Declaration of Independence. They sure as heck ain't going to tell you what it was mean, what was the purpose behind it. So what we're going to do today is in order to celebrate this day, is we're going to take a look at the Declaration of Independence itself. We're going to look at its history, what led up to it, and it's kind of a short little trip. It's going to take a couple minutes, but it's a short little trip through our nation's history and why it was necessary for us to have the Declaration of Independence. Prepared a little slideshow. The little teacher in me always wants to do a slideshow because it's the easiest way to get information across. What? Huh? Yeah, it is scary seeing that, but he's done these for years. So it definitely tells us that our educational system is not getting any better. And I'm kind of ashamed to say that myself. He says John Wilkes Booth signed, Jesse Ventura signed the Declaration of Independence. And one guy's like, yeah, I think that's my favorite. Okay, so one of the things that prompted me to put this together is what we have been seeing, not just as that video, but what we've been seeing over the past, you know, the past year. Oops. Okay, so here are the four questions that we're going to ask: is what is it? What does it say? When was it? Why was it written? And what are the results of it today? When we looked at what's happened over in our country the past year, people protesting our country, tearing it down, tearing down the fabric of it, and never saying a kind word. You know, there's people that we engage every day, not only on this show, but also in life, that they've never had a kind word for our country, despite the fact that everything that they say that tears down our country is a freedom that they exercise only in the United States. They would not dare try to criticize any tenet of their faith in their home countries that they came from, if they've come from an Islamic country. Why? Because of the Sharia. You do not have those freedoms. Here, you have those freedoms. Exactly, Stephen. You get your head cut off is what would happen. So we've seen our police officers I didn't say that, hear that. What was that?
Get your tongue cut out.
Oh, they cut your tongue cut out. Oh. Can't do much talking after that, can you? Unless you do sign language, and then that's the only thing, because people don't understand that. We've seen our police assaulted in every imaginable way, whether it's, you know, throwing Molotov cocktails at them, shooting fireworks after them, shining laser lights in their eyes. And they've been on the front lines protecting us from these goons. And then they're pulling down our statues, pulling down our history. This is why it's so important for us to understand history, because you can allow idiots like this to try to desecrate it without having an answer. This is just a great example. They pulled down George Washington, the father of our country, for Pete's sake. Pull him down, wrapped him in a flag. Where's my pointer here? Is that it? Laser pointer. There we go. Wrapped him in a flag and then set the flag on fire. George Washington. Thomas Jefferson. Why? Because he was a slave owner. Now, I'm not going to try to do even come close to trying to justify slavery. But if you're going to base your entire perspective of individuals based on the bad things that they did instead of the good things that you did, we won't have a single statue in this country standing of any person other than Jesus Christ. And that includes Muhammad. Well, they wouldn't make a statue of Muhammad, because that would be – you get your head cut off of that. But let me look at Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson is the one that penned in the Declaration of Independence, all men are – oh, my goodness. I don't have this up here, do I? Not have this up here. All right, guys. He's the one that penned that all men are created equal, given and they all have God-given rights. And Jefferson himself abhorred slavery, because it was forced upon the colonists, and we're going to talk about that. A lot of people say, well, Jefferson owned slaves. He did own slaves, but we're going to look and see what he wrote about that here in a minute. Christopher Columbus pulled his statue down, threw him into the Hudson River. He actually goes out and proves the world is round, establishes relations worldwide now, not just between Europe and Africa and Asia, but now it's a global interaction. And he's vilified by people because of what happened with our interactions with the Native Americans. So, you know, and the thing with the Native Americans, when they say that the Europeans killed millions of Native Americans, there's no bigger lie being told than that. And it just absolutely frustrates me, because what people are doing is they're preying on the ignorance of the everyday run-of-the-mill person. The reason why millions of Native Americans died after the age of exploration and discovery is because of diseases. They contracted European diseases that they did not have immunities against, and therefore millions have died from those diseases. Upwards of 90 to 95% of them died because of it. Not because Europeans came in there and slaughtered them and carried them off into slavery or invaded their villages and killed them. No, that's not – it was